And welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 20 with verses 26 through 27. A liar's way leads to dishonor, and his shame remains ever with him. The wise gain promotion with few words. The prudent please the great. The liar's way leads to dishonor because when someone lies, they are deceiving others and betraying their trust. This deception eventually catches up with them, leading to shame and guilt as they are exposed for their dishonesty. The shame remains with them because they are constantly living with the knowledge that they have acted in a deceitful and dishonorable manner. Ultimately, lying erodes one's reputation and integrity, leading to dishonor and a lack of trust from others, while the wise gain notoriety. The wise gain promotion with few words because they possess the ability to convey their thoughts and ideas concisely and effectively. They are able to communicate their message clearly and directly without the need for unnecessary elaboration or explanation. Similarly, the prudent who please the great also gain promotion because they understand the importance of building strong relationships and maintaining positive interactions with those in positions of power and influence. They are able to navigate social dynamics and make strategic decisions that are beneficial to both themselves and those they seek to impress. Overall, the wise and prudent are able to advance in their careers and secure promotions because they possess a combination of intelligence, communication skills, and social acumen that allows them to excel in their professional endeavors. But a liar will always be a liar, until they turn to God and repent, and find truth as their only endeavor to live in salvation as one redeemed. God asks us then to share this amazing journey of truth, where life eternal is preached and lived as heaven on earth. Here's a haiku about the wise and the liar. They are never one and the same. Amen. Its title, Wise and the Liar. Wisdom guides the way. Success blooms in honest hearts. Shame haunts the liars. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for our niece Brittany as we pray for all of those who are suffering in cancer. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Kurz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 20. It's verses 26 and 27 today as our practice. One stanza poem, it's ongoing. It's titled, Remaining in Shame Forever. Dishonor is the way of the liar, remaining in shame forevermore. Words few shared gain the wise to conspire. The great are pleased by the prudent in store. The prudent in store. Get it? Love you. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 3rd, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up on a Sunday pretty early this morning. Hope everybody gets up and gets a chance to see your preachers, your teachers, men and women of God that you gain your trust with each and every day. We continue to lift up the Word of God as a part of our ministry. Our main focus is prison work. Please pray for our prison transition program and the work that we do inside the prison 2 to 3 times a week. We continue to share the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, and I'm a Catholic evangelist. My name is Thomas Cruz Williams, and I close today thinking of my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni. I want to lift her up in prayer and in great admiration of her ability to turn to Jesus in a moment's notice and call on the name of Jesus to deny any and all sin. She loves to pray the rosary each day and many other prayers during the day. She calls out to Jesus often, as her brother does in a trilogy of the name of Jesus. That's how we close each morning, thinking of Jesus 3 times. Amen. We say good morning to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. And we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We pray that Jesus finds a way to your heart and give you the truth of salvation. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. 7-Eleven's the time. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you.